Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
America, welcome to the first show of 2017. It's January 3rd here. We had a nice relaxing weekend. A lot of fireworks, just absolutely amazing. And all of them illegal, but it was spectacular to watch from the back of our home here. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. There's a lot going on here. We're just hitting the new year full tilt bore here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Now, earlier today, Paul Ryan gave his first speech to the new Congress, or the incoming Congress, in his role as Speaker of the House, and basically slammed the door on any final hopes that Hillary supporters might have had for some kind of an upset on the 6th, which is when Congress formally accepts the Electoral Vote College. And Ryan made a couple of comments saying, we got to respect the election, and we got to listen to the people. And yes, Mr. Speaker, you are correct about that. Because to all those members of Congress, and he kept hitting how many brand new faces there were. Apparently, there was this huge anti-incumbency surge across the nation. If you forget who you're really working for, come next election, we're going to do to you what we just got done doing to Hillary Clinton, and all the election fraud is not going to save you. Because hopefully 2 years from now, when we have the midterm elections, we're going to have a new election system that is open, transparent, and verifiable, as opposed to our current system, which is designed to facilitate and conceal election fraud. Now, moving on to the stories, Washington Post is in the process of scrubbing the egg off of their face following the revelation that the story they put out last week on how Russia hacked a power station in Vermont turned out to be just more of the corporate media's Russia bashing, keep everybody scared, keep them off balance, keep them worried. And what it turns out has actually happened is, first of all, the malware in question is outdated. Anybody who's into hacking can find it on any of these websites set up for people like this to play with. It's originally from Ukraine, not Russia. It was not found inside the power station computers. It was detected on a laptop not connected to the power grid. And as far as the people who are up there at the power station, they're saying there is absolutely zero evidence Russia or anybody else were trying to break into that utility. Now, there's a little bit of hypocrisy going on here because the Pentagon has already admitted they hack into Russia's electrical grid all the time. But I guess our hacking is good and their hacking is bad or something like this. Julian Assange gave another interview to Fox News' Sean Hannity and one more time stressed the source for the WikiLeaks DNC emails, Podesta emails, was not the Russian government. It wasn't any government. It wasn't any state player. How many times do you have to hear that before it sinks on in? This was an internal link. And apparently the attitude coming out of the White House is, we need it to be Russia, and thus it shall be so. And yes, it's bovine excrement, but if you're a loyal American, you will believe the bovine excrement, no matter how badly it stinks, or Putin will win. Now, a lot of people are starting to get very nervous over former CEO of the Clinton Foundation, Eric Braverman. He was last seen publicly in October. And along with Seth Rich, is thought to have been one of the potential sources of leaks to WikiLeaks of these internal DNC emails. There was word that he was starting to cooperate with investigators regarding what's going on with the Clinton Foundation. Maybe they've got him hidden away someplace, knowing what happens to witnesses who've got information on the Clintons. But he's not been heard from since October. It's time to put his face on a milk carton out there. Now, former NSA Director William Binney is out there saying that this report, this piece of shameless propaganda put out by the FBI and the DHS, had absolutely no evidence of Russian hacking. it's all supposition and innuendo, and we're sure it had to be Russia. We don't know actually what happened, but we're pretty certain that it was Russia because Miss Cleo told us so. She looked into her little crystal ball and told us it was Russia, and we believe Miss Cleo. But more and more security experts are saying that tracking this malware, it goes back to Ukraine, and there's no evidence it was actually actively being used to try and break into that power station. Now, Donald Trump is hinting that he has information about the so-called Russian hacking that is going to be released this week. He's saying he's got information about this, what's been going on that nobody else has, and he's sort of teasing it along that we're going to get that information. We already know it's not Russia for a very, very simple reason. If Russia had the ability to hack foreign elections, Poroshenko would not be president of the Ukraine right now, and we wouldn't have had 8 years of Obama, would we? It's just common sense here. Now, we're going to take a second to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. We're talking about the Washington Post's severe embarrassment over the collapse of yet another one of their real news stories about Russia, and it's just completely fallen apart. And, of course, with all this screaming about Russia hacking or somebody hacking and the hacking is bad, what you're being distracted from by the corporate media is what was in those leaked DNC emails. That's the part they want to lure you away from with sensational headlines about Putin did this and Putin did that. They don't want you remembering the actual content of the leaked emails. It's being Orwellized right now. And what they're not talking about amidst all these lies about Russia hacking is that the top levels of the Democratic Party, who are supposed to be neutral arbiters of the candidate selection process, sabotaged Bernie Sanders and handed the nomination to Hillary Clinton. And more than that, that the Democratic Party leadership actually detests the ordinary Democratic Party voter. I'm sure we have the same problem over on the GOP side. A little bit of arrogance getting out of control. Now, Donald Trump's spokesman, Sean Spicer, is out there saying, let's forget about Russia and focus on the fact that that recount that Jill Stein undertook in an act of sheer desperation to undo the will of the people did uncover massive amounts of election fraud in Michigan and Wisconsin, some in Pennsylvania, plus that other recount started in Nevada, found all kinds of fraud with mail-in ballots, all of it favoring Hillary Clinton. So we know Hillary, in collusion with Debbie Wasserman Schultz, stole the nomination. There is a clear chain of evidence she was trying to steal the general election. Why aren't we doing something about that? Everyone's all hot and bothered to go and punish Vladimir Putin for the myth that he was rigging the U.S. election. The evidence of actual rigging points in a different direction. We should be following that. Now, Donald Trump is out there saying, ultimately, no computer is safe. Important stuff ought to be sent by courier. And far be it from me to suggest the incoming president is incorrect, but he is incorrect. The problem is if you're using the standard, known, built-in, off-the-shelf encryption, then Trump is correct. No computer is safe, as all publicly available encryption methods are fully known, if not backdoored by the NSA. But as we proved with our NSA challenge a few years back, if you develop your own encryption, you can secure your communications. Now, ultimately, though, the reason that there was a security problem with these computers is all these people, they weren't paying attention. They weren't taking responsibility. They just assumed that the computers were safe. They fell for phishing attacks. All kinds of violations of protocol, especially Hillary Clinton. Now, on her private email server, there were documents uncovered that originate from air-gapped secure server systems within the U.S. government. These are secure server systems that do not connect with the global internet. The only way those documents could have gotten from these secure Tempest Vault systems is somebody copied them onto a flash drive and walked them out of there and then copied them onto Hillary Clinton's server. Which brings us back to my suspicion that Hillary Clinton was replaying the 1996 Chinagate scandal, selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests and using the Clinton Foundation to collect and launder the money. And that needs to be looked into. Now, the liberal whiners are still out in force. Rosie O'Donnell is out there urging America to stop Donald Trump. There's less than 3 weeks to go to save America, and Donald Trump is mentally unstable. Talk about the pot calling the kettle black. And I'll tell you right now, I would pay good money to see Rosie O'Donnell keep her mouth shut for just 5 minutes. Of course, her skull might explode, but I'm willing to take that risk. Now, as I mentioned last week, Obama, in his final weeks in office, is trying to polish up his legacy. He's trying to rewrite history so that it will move forward, so that the legend of Obama will be what he wants it to be. And apparently, there was this statement made by one of Obama's top advisors saying, President Obama hasn't had a single scandal. That comment was met with absolute ridicule. Talking at Obama's rap sheet, As Long As Your Arm, Judicial Watch came on back at Jared saying, you're being delusional. This is absolutely delusional here. No scandals? How about the great stimulus heist? Taking money from the American people, giving it to the banks in the hope it would stimulate the economy. It certainly stimulated the banks, but not much else. Operation Fast and Furious, spending your money to give Mexican drug criminals the very same kind of assault weapons Obama wanted to take away from you. Eric Holder being held in contempt of Congress. Then there's Obamacare. Don't even get me started on Obamacare here. The spying on journalists, the IRS targeting of conservative groups and activists, Benghazi, Hillary Clinton's secret server. It's now come on out that Obama knew it and was using it. When he came on out there and said, I learned about it on the news, he was lying again. The NSA spying scandal as a whole is a scandal that taints Obama's legacy. Polluting the Colorado River, major accidents with the Environmental Protection Agency, not to mention the Deepwater Horizon. Then there was the General Services Administration scandal, who were wasting huge amounts of taxpayer money on lavish parties and silly projects, opposing any sense of accountability. There was the VA death list scandal, Solyndra, misbehaving by the Secret Service, and on and on and on and on. And Obama wants to go down in the history books as a great president. I don't think it's going to happen. We're already hearing the Nobel Committee is already publicly expressing regret that they ever gave him that Peace Prize. Now, getting on to this real news, fake news issue, which is an attempt to demonize any media that is not under government control as a prelude to outright censorship. And we're seeing Facebook come on out, pose itself as the arbiter of what is truth based on these other groups that it's going to have as objective third parties. And we're seeing they're already coming under attack, first of all, for being hardcore liberal positions. And Snopes has turned out to be an incredible embarrassment. Not just because of the embezzlement going on, not just because one of their editors is a former call girl and dominatrice. But apparently Snopes, if you look at pictures of their office, they're all junk food freaks, and as a result, Snopes tends to dismiss articles being written in Natural News or the Health Ranger or anything questioning the safety and efficacy of our modern medical practice. They're just arbitrarily thrown on out. And now, of course, we've got the Washington Post is out there saying that anybody who questions corporate policy or the U.S. government policy, you're obviously in league with the Ruskies. Going right on back to the McCarthy era. Oh, they're a commie. They're a commies. They're a red sympathizer. Destroy their career. Get rid of them. Now, there's over at Open Democracy UK, there's an overview by Ed Jones showing that just as we have here in the United States, Britain's intelligence services on a regular routine basis plant propaganda, fake news, weaponized narrative. That's the new term. They don't want to admit they're actually using propaganda on you, so that's the new term of crap. We're weaponizing the narrative. And they're out there saying, we have to do this. We will not be able to keep control over you if you stop believing us. Over in Italy, their antitrust chief, Giovanni Petruzzella, in an interview with the Financial Times, said that fake news is leading to populism. The people are starting to get this idea that they should decide how the country is run, and that's why the fake news must be censored. Remember that coffee mug we sell over in our online store? The fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force them to act like one where everybody can see it, and that's where we are right now. So, article coming on over from the New American, no less, saying that there appear to be two agendas behind this screaming about fake news. One is to continue to try and delegitimize Donald Trump's election victory and undermine his presidency, and to demonize conservative or anti-globalist media websites in order to justify censoring them. And again, I want to urge caution to all of my fellow travelers on the road to the truth, that the government is trying to plant fake news on us to make us look ridiculous, to discredit us, to open us up to lawsuits. We have to be very, very careful. We have to be more professional about news than the professional news organizations. We have to actually comply with the high standards of journalistic practice that corporate media has walked away from years ago. Now, the latest breaking news is Donald Trump is going to bypass corporate media completely. Anything he has to say to the American people is going to be put out there directly, either White House TV or the media company being set up by his son-in-law, certainly by Twitter, certainly by Facebook. And I have no doubt the corporate media will then grab it and say, well, we're going to provide analysis and commentary. No, actually, corporate media, we're all grown-ups here. We'll do our own analysis and commentary on what the President of the United States says. We don't need you trying to twist and spin it as you have been doing all along, because we now see that's what you've been doing. Now, over the holiday weekend, there was a shooting at an Istanbul nightclub. A lot of witnesses there were saying that the shooter, who was still at large, acted very professionally, meaning looking like a trained military person. Just came on up, walked on in, killed 39 people, and escaped. Now, shortly after that, Turkish jets and tanks hammered 100 ISIS targets in Syria, which the shooter had to know was going to happen. And maybe Erdogan did this himself to justify escalating the war. We don't really know, but I'll tell you this. Given what we've been through over the last several years, I'm not willing to take this at face value that whoever walked into that nightclub was ISIS. There's been too many fakers going on here. Now, speaking of ISIS, they've responded to the attack by cutting off the water supply from two water processing plants on the Euphrates into the city of Aleppo. It's just shut off the water. That's collective punishment. That's a war crime. Meanwhile, Syria's forces are continuing to find U.S.-made weapons as they clean out these terrorist positions in the city of Aleppo. At this point, anybody who doesn't understand ISIS and al-Qaeda were really working for the United States of America. They are just not paying attention. Okay. Now, in terms of the lusted after war with Russia, the U.S. is sending 1,600 tanks to the Netherlands to line up on that border and glare across at Putin and say, we're going to do bad things to you once we can fake the evidence that you hacked our elections. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And hello, hi, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about still this rattling of sabers at Russia. 1,600 tanks to the Netherlands. There's the cost of the tanks. You all paid for that. The cost to send them over there. You all paid for that. And they're over there saying, we need to deter Russia. I mean, that's ridiculous. Do you see Russian tanks massing on the Canadian side of our northern border or the Mexican side of our southern border? Do you see Russian warships tooling around the Gulf of Mexico? Look at a map, people. You know who the aggressor is in this war. And I'm gratified and a little surprised we did not have some kind of a false flag over this holiday weekend. But I still would not put it beyond the realm of possibility that they're going to try and kick up something in the next few days. Now, then down in Israel, Israeli police have now interviewed, actually they called it interrogate, Netanyahu at his home for 3 hours. Now, last week, of course, Netanyahu was saying, this is all baseless, this is all ridiculous, and now he's kind of sweating because the interrogation lasted for 3 hours. It was conducted at his home, gives him the home court advantage, and they're saying that he will be questioned one more time prior to the completion of the investigation, and I'm sure that Netanyahu is in there like Bernie Madoff saying, oh, it's all the fault of the anti-Semites and the Jew haters. They did all this. I'm clean as whatever. Now, there's an upcoming date, and this is another reason why the United Nations vote at the Security Council to declare the Israeli settlements in Palestinian land to be illegal is so important. Because on the 15th of this month, 70 nations are going to gather in Paris to discuss the creation of a Palestinian state. And if they come to an immediate agreement, then that will just be the end of it. There will be a Palestinian state. Palestine is already recognized by the United Nations General Assembly. Israel's propaganda that there never was such a thing as Palestine has failed utterly. In fact, one of the gifts I got from one of our listeners are these amazing postcards. And they say right on the back, printed in Palestine, they're very old. I don't know how old, but looking at the serrations on the edge and the fact that they're black and white. One of them is of the Nahalal Girls Training Farm, and the other is of the Hebrew University in Jerusalem. And but this very, very old. And, of course, we have all these Palestinian coins that have been sent to me by people. And I even have a scan of a postcard written and sent by Golda Meir herself. And the address says Palestine. So it's time for them to get their country back. And for everybody to calm down, for Israel to officially draw its borders and agree to live within them. This has gone on way too long. The Israeli government, on the other hand, is still trying to run their country like a Bronze Age tribal chiefdom. And apparently Israeli officials are supporting a shoot-to-kill policy of Palestinian suspects. This is according to Human Rights Watch, saying that soldiers and police are being encouraged to kill Palestinians regardless of whether lethal force is necessary or justified. If you think they're a suspect, pull the trigger. That's what's coming out from Israel's government. So, anyway, a lot of concern being expressed over the fact that as of right now, this moment, all 10 of the active United States aircraft carriers are sitting at port. There are none over there patrolling the Middle East. They're all in port right now. And a lot of people are very, very concerned. Why all of a sudden, at a time when we're threatening Russia, threatening China, are the primary platforms of our power projection back at port? It seems a little bit strange. Now, let's turn to the economic news because there's a lot of stuff going on out there. Apparently, Wall Street banks have some $2 trillion with a T exposure to Europe's banks. $2 trillion with a T. We'll be back with more about this after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before I get back to the Wall Street Bank's exposure to the mess in Europe, Fox News was just now teasing the interview they have coming up tonight with Julian Assange. And they did something I feel is a little dishonest, because they teased it by saying, was it Russia? Tune in tonight. And we already know what Assange has been saying all along. No, it was not Russia. Now, let us get on back to this story where it's coming on out that Wall Street Banks have a $2 trillion exposure to the European banks. That's trillion with a T, as in tango. That's a lot of money. And it looks like some of those European banks are about to go. They can't stop the debt from growing because central banking, by design, creates more debt than money with which to pay that debt until the system collapses. And because of globalism, it's all going to come down together. And I do not envy Donald Trump his job, because he's going to have to deal with it. And while he's trying and dealing with it, you're going to have the corporate media saying, oh, this is all Trump's fault. We had a great economy underneath Obama. No, we didn't. It's Herbert Hoover all over again. Herbert Hoover did not create the Depression in the 1930s. It was created for him, and unfortunately, Donald Trump is walking into that same mess. It underscores the comment that came out from Joe Biden that Hillary's only goal in the election was to be the first woman president of the United States, and she didn't really have an agenda or a policy beyond that. So there's probably going to be another major implosion, just like there was in 2008, probably even worse. And again, the fraud is just epidemic out there. The U.S. government has just fined TransUnion and Equifax for deceit over credit scores. Now they're rigging your credit scores so you can go and get a loan, even though you really don't qualify for one. All right, let's grab a phone call. Paula in New Mexico, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Happy New Year.
happy 2017.
Yeah. I want to ask you, of all people, you're the best one to ask, I think. You know, Obama throwing Israel under the bus when we've been, you know, so chummy with Israel, and then, of course, we're all not allowed to say it's almost a crime to criticize Israel in America. And all of a sudden, he does the best thing he's done in his whole, you know, presidency, and he lets the UN give Palestine its rights. You know, I mean, that was a good thing.
I agree with you. And we're seeing all these people who are just appalled at what Obama has done. And I'm not saying that Obama did this because he thought it was the right thing. This could very easily be Obama giving the finger to Netanyahu for what a headache he's been for the last 8 years. But here's what's going on. Everyone's saying, the U.S. has traditionally protected Israel. Why didn't they do it now? And I think the closest parallel to that is, let's say there's this bank robber who's been robbing banks for year after year after year, and he always goes to the same guy to drive the getaway car. And then today he says, we're going to rob another bank here. And the getaway driver says, I don't want to do this anymore. You know, the police are starting to come around. They're asking questions. This is a criminal action we're all involved in here, and I don't want to do it anymore. And the bank robber says, how can you refuse? You have traditionally been my driver when I rob banks. And that's basically the same thing we're getting from Israel supporters on this. The fact of the matter is that even though the U.S. has covered for Israel at the United Nations all these years, the official policy of the last several presidents has been the settlements on Palestinian land are illegal. They are violations of international law. I think Obama, again, possibly motivated by wanting to get one dig into Netanyahu before he leaves office, refused to veto the UN resolution. I mean, that whole room erupted into applause. Everybody's just been waiting and waiting and waiting for somebody to finally have the gonadal tissue to stand up to all the things that Israel is doing wrong. And now, of course, we have that meeting in Paris on the 15th, and I would not be at all surprised if there was a terror attack, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, the day before, as a warning to the people of Paris, don't you dare go against Israel. It's Palestine was a nation. It was a nation. Israel tried to erase them from the map, and now the world is coming back and saying, no, it is not right for anybody to go into anybody else's country and try and erase that country to take it over for their own use. That was the principle, supposedly, that we fought World War II for.
Right. And I thought, the only disappointment I have with Trump is that he doesn't seem to get it, that Palestine should be its own country.
Well, it's definitely an area where I do not agree with President Trump. I agree with him on so many other things that he said. I think, and I've mentioned this many times before, my main complaint against Donald Trump going into the White House, he is in as many ways as dangerously naive as Jimmy Carter was. Too much of his worldview has been shaped by corporate media. And even though he understands now corporate media is his enemy and is dishonest, he hasn't taken the time to work back on through and say, what else has the corporate media been lying to us about all along? And I think that after he actually deals with Israel's government directly, that he's probably going to have a wake-up call. And I give it at most a year, and we're going to see Donald Trump going into his second year in office decidedly cool on what's coming on out of Israel.
Okay, and I agree 100% with that. And I hope it's sooner than a year, though. Oh, I forgot what I was going to ask you the next thing, so that's okay. Thanks so much, Michael, because I know that's confusing a lot of people out there. You know, isn't this weird that he would, all of a sudden, Obama's done something good, you know?
Well, again, I don't think Obama's motive may have been noble. This may have just Obama, you know, flipping the bird at Netanyahu on his way out the door. And
yeah.
We've seen presidents give vent to their ego. Remember the Liberty Dollar? They were making these silver and gold coins. Bernard von Notthaus was the engraver, the minter behind all of this. And then all of a sudden they come out with the Ron Paul dollar, and hoo boy, the Treasury Department shuts them all down. These people are counterfeiting because they're using the word dollar, and people could look at these gold and silver coins and mistake them for official U.S. tender. It was nonsense to begin with. And the timing to the Ron Paul dollar is just way too obvious. George Bush's feelings were hurt. They didn't put his face on a coin. And now, of course, years later, they've come back and said, well, yeah, it really wasn't counterfeiting. The coins were not made to look like U.S. Coinage. And, you know, the people got their silver and gold back. And Bernard is back in business with his Donald Trump dollar. And so presidents can let their egos get the better of them. And I think that may be the case with Obama refusing to veto the U.N. Security Council resolution.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much, Michael. And that's a great show. I'm enjoying it.
Well, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. Now, we have been talking about the cash-free society and cash bans that are already starting in other countries like India, and it's caused all kinds of problems over there. And part of the rationale behind, or part of the reason, seems to be to make us all dependent on the banks for all of our daily commerce for a small fee. But there may be another agenda at work, and this is coming out of yournewswire.com, where apparently Washington, D.C. Put pressure on India to confiscate gold, to pull back on the cash. And the result of that has been that the U.S. dollar is now the currency of choice for that black market. And we're seeing this also in Greece, where the war on the official cash, the euro, is resulting in a black market economy surfacing that is centered on the U.S. paper dollar. So this may be a way of reviving that whole petrodollar scam, where instead of forcing nations to be dependent on the U.S. dollar, they're forcing individual citizens to be dependent on that U.S. dollar in order to maintain hegemonic domination. Now, a German research institution is saying that if the standard of living does not improve for the people of Italy, count on them to exit the European Union. Because the message of all these private central banks anywhere on earth is always the same. You must make do with less so we can have more. You must make do with less so we can have more. You must make do with less so we can have more. And that's a tough sell when people are struggling just to stay alive here. Over in Washington, D.C., the capital of our nation, in theory, the flagship city, homelessness has doubled over the national average because of the soaring living costs there. If there's one city in the country you would think the government would want to present as favorably as possible to the rest of the world, it would be Washington, D.C. I mean, Washington, D.C. was laid out deliberately to intimidate and humble foreign heads of state. But they're not going to be humble or intimidated if getting to the White House, they're driving past all these homeless encampments. It's a bad message. It's a bad image. Now, obviously, this last weekend, we had New Year's. And there were a lot of celebrations. As I said, huge display, amazing display of fireworks here on Oahu. Virtually all of them illegal. I mean, you can buy firecrackers if you first buy a permit from the state. The permit actually costs more than the firecrackers do, by the way. And there were professional sanctioned shows down in Waikiki, but the rest of the island, no. And I did post a photo of what it looked like from our back patio area, but the photo doesn't capture it all, because just stepping on out, looking horizon to horizon from Diamond Head out to Electric Bay, it was just solid fireworks in the sky. It was just amazing. I wish I'd had a fisheye lens to capture all of that, but it was just amazing. Well, things in Europe didn't go quite so well. Apparently, almost 1,000 parked cars were torched on an arson rampage that seems to now be a tradition among the migrants here. Apparently, up in Sweden, there was a video showing the migrants there taking fireworks and literally aiming them at the local people. Not shooting them up in the sky, literally aiming the fireworks to go hit people. Now, over in Cologne, as you remember, a year ago, they had this horrible situation where there was a mass sexual assault by the migrants against the women there. And the police decided they were not going to allow it this year. And so they saw a mass of these migrants gathering again. Some of them were already wanted. They took 92 into custody. And 27 more were arrested, and the rest were encouraged to go home. However, the liberals are out there saying, how dare you profile these people? How dare you get in the way of their New Year's celebration? And after all, the girls get raped. It's their fault for dressing provocatively and not realizing they have to dress like Muslim women anymore. Meanwhile, a Muslim migrant of Tunisian origin was arrested on New Year's Eve with a shotgun, bomb-making materials, and a collection of fake IDs in his car. The German media is not reporting this story. You have to go to other countries to get the report, because Merkel has now banned the German media from reporting on any crimes or even acts of terror that involve the foreign refugees. She's trying to keep a lid on it. Not interested in solving the problem, not interested in changing the policy, just you people don't need to know. If you're reading about migrants committing crimes, you're obviously getting it from those fake news websites. How dare you do that? Now, the issue of the fake IDs is going to become a sore point, because apparently the migrants are scamming the German welfare system by getting multiple fake IDs. They'll get 10, 12 IDs, and they'll go to different welfare offices and get a different check. And they're just raking in the dough on the backs of the German taxpayers. And then Merkel doesn't understand why the German taxpayers are getting upset about this. Apparently, up in Katrineholm, Sweden, somebody threw a hand grenade at the police station. They're still trying to figure out what that one was all about. Over in Austria, they had violence and sex attacks during the New Year's Eve celebrations. Looked very much like what happened last year in Cologne. And here's where things start to get a little bit murky, because, as you know, there was that horrible attack on the Christmas market in Berlin. And everybody's saying, what's going on? Why was this guy doing it? And the alleged perpetrator, Anis Amri, was literally doing what he did under the eyes of the authorities. It's now come on out that this 24-year-old Tunisian was actually driven to Berlin by an undercover informant of the intelligence service. Which was monitoring this guy for months before the attack on December 19th. False flag? I think so. I definitely think so. Now then, a European Union leader has begged other countries in the EU, please no more referendums. Slovakian Prime Minister Robert Fico has pleaded for a ban on referendums, that people should not be allowed to decide their own future. What the heck do you think this is, a democracy? And they're clearly panicked that the EU is about to collapse. And it is, because of how the European people have been abused by the European Central Commission, both with that private central bank, the European Central Bank, and this refugee crisis. There's a tremendous amount of discontent in the streets of Europe right now. Now, here in the United States of America, the new numbers are coming on out. This is out of RIMF.com. Apparently, since the year 2012, going on 5 years ago, 1,565 refugees have been diagnosed with active tuberculosis, three times the number previously reported. They're still trying to hide from you just how dangerous this is. Now, I remember when I was a kid, tuberculosis was just in the process of being eradicated. We had Easter seal campaigns and all the rest of it. And all of a sudden, tuberculosis is gone. You're never going to have to worry about it again. Well, unfortunately, yes, you do. And much of these TB infections are the drug-resistant variety. Very difficult, bordering on impossible to actually treat. This open borders refugee issue has become a serious threat to the public health. And I'm sure the medical industrial complex is all hot and bothered saying, oh, we're going to make lots of money from TB medicines and the rest of it. But what happens when the entire U.S. workforce is sick or autistic and there are no more workers? What happens to our economy then? We'll be right back.
If you have sciatica, then you know all about the crippling pain that travels from your lower back down your leg when a spasm occurs. It's brutal. In fact, it's enough to take your breath away. Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream helps relieve persistent, shooting pains associated with the sciatic nerve in the lower back and legs. This natural, homeopathic cream contains the most potent ingredients to soothe even the most excruciating pain associated with sciatica. Stop the pain now. Ask for Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream at your local health food store or go online to TraskNutrition.com.
Would you like relief from muscle pain, headaches, and discomfort to sleep better, have more energy during the day, and just feel naturally amazing? Fibromalic can help. Its blend of malic acid and magnesium can provide pain relief and comfort for those who experience fibromyalgia. It helps your body absorb more oxygen, and it works quickly for a significant reduction in pain within 48 hours, all without a prescription. Ask for Fibromalic at health and vitamin shops or shop Fibromalic.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay, unemployment get.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Still getting more news out of Europe from the New Year's. Apparently, in the city of Dortmund in Germany, there was literally a mob of more than 1,000 men chanting aloha snack bar, or whatever it is they say, launching fireworks directly at the police and set fire to Germany's oldest church. So tell us again, Angela Merkel, how this whole immigration refugee thing is going to work on out. And don't give me this thing, you're heartless if you don't let the refugees come on in. How about we go back and we look at all these U.S. wars of aggression that made these people refugees in the first place? Let's look at all these non-governmental organizations run by George Soros, who's pushing for his New World Order, who baited and lured these people into leaving their home country and coming to Europe, thinking they were going to be given this wonderful life for free. Why don't we talk about the heartlessness of that? Now, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I don't think Erdogan would be behind that attack. I think that was the message, along with the Russian ambassador getting killed over there, and also the plane that crashed in the Black Sea. This is all, this is just too much to go on in this short amount of time, don't you think?
You could very well be right that the Istanbul Club was a warning to Turkey to pull back from Syria, and Erdogan basically went the other way and said, well, to heck with you, and attacked all these ISIS sites. Just like the Christmas market thing, this Istanbul shooting, the description of the shooter by the witnesses there, military bearing, very calm, didn't seem to even react to the fact that he was shooting people, was either on some serious medication or it's somebody who's just used to shooting human beings.
Exactly. I mean, it was a professional job.
Yes.
I mean, they're easy to come by, I guess, for the establishment. You know, people need to realize this is not a U.S. thing. This is a globalist, neoliberal, France, Germany, Britain, United States, Israel, plus the Wahhabists. This is a small group of oligarchs that is doing all this because they're afraid of losing power. That's what it's coming down to. The Wall Street bankers, the City of London, they had their fund for all this time, and they don't want to lose what they have, even though, like you said, Washington, D.C. has an increase in homelessness. They don't care.
They never have. Here's the problem, okay? At least in terms of the Wall Street or global money junkies, they're doomed already because the instant they linked all those private central banks together globally means they all share each other's fate. In the past, when a nation enslaved to a private central bank crashed, the other nations enslaved to private central banks would send in money to restart the scam and get it going again. But because of globalism, the whole thing is about to come crashing down all at the same time, and it will be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to restart the global economy on the first principle: no more private central banks ever, ever, ever again. Got to take a break for station identification. Thank you for the phone call, Dustin. We'll be right back.
Been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.